Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Tama Keyes. She is author of A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence. What is it that is holding you back from having the life you deserve? Is it the fear of letting go, the fear of moving forward, fear of failure? Tama Keyes is a leading-edge career and success and inspired life counselor. She'll coach you into breaking these fears to have the extraordinary life that is calling for you now. Inspired by the thousands taught in her workshops and retreats, Tama's new book has distilled what helps people move past limitations into something more they know they desire. Through her daily 5-minute mindset shifts, you can uncover your astonishing potential and realize the uncanny progress that develops from a radically loving relationship with yourself, your life, and others. Tama is an honors graduate of Harvard Law School, left her practice to help others live their calling. She's been featured in USA Today and on Oprah Radio, and she is the best-selling author of This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work. Those books and her other work and activities can all be found at her website, which is TamaKeyes.com, and that's TamaKeyes.com, and I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Tama to the show. Good day, Tama.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, it is my pleasure, and as I mentioned shortly before we came on air, I have been following you on Facebook. And by the way, listeners, Tama is on Facebook as well as on Twitter. Since I've been following you, I've just been loving the posts that you put up every day. They're very encouraging and inspiring for people every morning.
I'm delighted to hear that. Thank you. And I love inspiring people who inspire other people, so that's great.
Just make it one big inspiring fest here. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, you're a Harvard Law graduate, and here you are helping people, kind of live their calling. You're a career transition expert. That's quite a shift in a journey.
Yes.
So that's probably put it mildly, but would you mind?
Very mildly.
when I was reading your book, I found it interesting, that point in time when you kind of took that little fork in the road. So, and I think that it's really a good story to tell, because I believe there are a lot of listeners out there who probably had the same kind of beliefs that you had when you started your law path and then shifted. So if you wouldn't mind, would you share that with the listeners?
Sure. I think there are so many people that have so many extraordinary gifts and talents and love to give and dreams and that desire for something else in their lives, but they're feeling like, I can't do it, or it's not going to work, or how would I ever do that, or it's too late, or all of that. And that's why I'm so excited always to do this work. And my own journey, like you were saying, when I was younger, I knew what I wanted to do. Like, I think like a lot of people, I secretly believed I want to be a writer. I love words, and I wanted to be a writer. And I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and my family is Orthodox Jewish. And if you said you wanted to be a writer, it was not good. I basically could have said I want to shoot heroin. It would have been the same reaction. So I got something like, "What, you're going to write? you're going to starve, you're going to write. And that was basically the Go For Your Dreams talk that I got. And so I ignored what I loved. And, you know, my family thought it was very impractical, and I think a lot of people think that. And so I immediately decided I was going to, quote, be practical, and I went off to law school. And I got accepted to Harvard Law School, and I graduated with honors from Harvard Law School. And I was on partnership track, and I was so unhappy. And I think a lot of people have this experience where you're doing what other people tell you to do, or you're doing something that, quote, looks right or looks good, but it doesn't feel good. You know, there's something in you that's dying, or you feel empty, or you feel like there's something else. And so thank God a friend of mine just said something amazing. He said, you know, think about it. If you've been this successful doing something you don't even love, what could you do with what you love? You know, and so that was it for me. That's how I came to this turning point moment of thinking, you get one life. I want to know where this goes. And so it's so much part of my work to redefine what you think is practical, because I made that decision out of fear, you know, the decision to go to law school and the decision to ignore my dreams. I made that decision out of fear. I called it practicality, but it was fear. And I made the decision to leave the law and to find out what I really wanted to do and to create this whole other life for myself. I made that decision out of love. So that's one of the reasons I wrote A Year Without Fear, is I want people to be walked through that, to listen to what's inside themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole idea of, you know, following what's practical or, quote, reasonable, you know, a lot of that really is drilled into us from society, from, you know, parents, from our, you know, whatever our kind of environment is. And it's really, life has really changed. I mean, it seems that, you know, I mean, back in the days, you know, if you were to work in a job, you know, loyally and regularly, you would have a pension. I mean, there were a lot, the structures were such that it was kind of easy to go ahead and, you know, live a life that could be could unfold as somewhat expected, you know. But that's not today's environment anymore.
Not at all. You know, and that's another reason why I think the most practical thing you will ever do is listen to that inspired voice inside you, that whispering, that originality, that dream, that thing that maybe haunts you, that you secretly want to do. Because like you said, you know, it used to be safe that there was, you know, you put in your 30 years or whatever it is, you know, you get your pension, you get your whatever. Nowadays, that's just not even true. You know, nowadays what's valued in our workplace is adaptability and the ability to be spontaneous and the ability to change. And you will be so much more competitive if you are doing something you believe in, something you love, something you care about. You're going to have stamina and strength and intelligence that maybe someone else isn't bringing to the table because you're doing something that matters to you. So, again, I think it's the most practical thing you will ever do is listen to what you love.
Yeah, I agree. Now, before we kind of go into more, we're going to talk a lot about your book, and I love it. I have been following the days. As a matter of fact, I got it before the beginning of the year, so I was able to kind of, you know, and that's the one thing I love about it.
Sneak peeks.
A sneak peek. Yeah, it was a sneak peek. But I mean, it's the one good thing about it is you in the book you have the 365 days, and it's just the month and the day. So I mean, people can pick it up anytime. It's not like you have to start it on January 1st. You know, I mean, if whatever day you get it, you can start it. So that's one really really good thing. But before we go into talking a whole lot about fear. One of the things that you indicate in your book is when you talk about fear, it's not just terror, you know, or anxiety, but you also kind of use several other expressions of fear, you know, that we. Mm-hmm. So would you mind kind of talking a little bit about that?
Sure.
Like insecurity and shame, those kind of things.
Right. It's a great question. So when I use the word fear, like you said, you know, a year without fear, I wasn't talking only about, you know, like typical anxiety or, you know, terror or that kind of thing, but anything that blocks your love, anything that blocks the feeling of feeling okay or connected. So it could be shame, it could be insecurity, it could be anger. It could be frustration, you know, anything that blocks that feeling of connectedness and well-being and feeling good. And likewise, when I use the word love, I don't mean, you know, romantic love or, oh, my God, I love everyone or everything. Not so much. I mean, those are wonderful, and I want you to get there if you can. But to me, it's just your natural state of wellness, your natural state of grace, what's naturally you when you feel good and alive and right. And anything that's blocking that is fear. Anything, you know, to me, anything that gets in the way of that is fear.
Yeah, you know, and I was very happy to read that because, you know, there are so many times you know, when people are, you know, are talking about fear that, you know, they forget something like frustration or bitterness. All of those kinds of things are a reflection of fear. And, you know, those are things that I want the listeners to also kind of just to be aware of, because as you're going through, when I went through your book, you know, there were several areas that I was like, okay, I can see where, you know, the suggestion that Tama makes, you know, addresses frustration. You know what I mean? So that's great.
And likewise, I do make the point that, you know, there is a healthy fear. You know, like if a tiger's lunging at you. You know, probably that's a healthy reaction to be a little nervous and have adrenaline shoot through you and do something. But I think, again, that's in the service of life. That's in the service of feeling better. So, again, I think if fear, you know, anything that saves your life, promotes your life, expands your life, I'm all for that. But anything that restrains you or constricts you, that's what I will call fear.
Yeah, I like that. Anything that kind of moves you toward action, I think, were your words. And I think
exactly.
You know, that was, I really like that. And also you talked about, you know, grief as well in that particular section too, and honoring that as an emotion and, you know, obviously to the point of recognizing it and embracing it, but don't allow it to prevent you from living life to its fullest.
Absolutely. I mean, just any quote, dark emotion or whatever, we're human beings. I want you to feel. I want you to feel everything, but I want it to be, again, in the service of you healing, in the service of you expressing and loving.
Yeah. Well, okay, now you have, like I said, a basic entry for every day of the year, so 365 days. Now that is an undertaking. And I thought, Boy, this girl knows how to write. So why did you feel that it was important to have a message for every single day?
You know, I think it came in a lot of different ways. First of all, part of it came because, like you were saying about, you know, following me on Facebook, so many people were responding to my Facebook messages that, and people were saying, God, I would love a collection of these, or I would love to have that. And so that partly put the idea in my mind. But I think the main thing that caused me to do it was I'm a coach. And I see all the time that, you know, people come and they want one big shift. Like, give me the answer. You know, give me that one thing. I wanna make this life change right now. You know, like we all get impatient, right? You know, it's like
yesterday.
I've waited 40 years and now I'm gonna do it. You know? And at least what I've seen in real transformation, in real change, in life changes, myself included, my own growth included, is that I've never done big changes. They've always come in tiny little shifts and tiny little consistently staying focused and consistently moving forward. And so I wanted to be your coach every day of this year. I wanted to give you something encouraging or something to think about or something to replace your fear or a different way into yourself or a way to listen to your own inner voice and to finally tap that inspiration. I wanted to give you that every single day of the year, and I wanted to make it easy so it didn't seem like it was this big, arduous change, and I've got to do this program, you know, just, you know, I wanted it to be just 5 minutes. You could spend five minutes just having this different thought, and it would guide you to have a different intention for the day. And then I deeply believe that if you set that intention and you're working with your inner voice will work with the day. You know, the day will start co-creating with you, that different things will come up, you know. And so that was what had me thinking about it, is that I wanted people to stay with this instead of, you know, sometimes you read a self-help book or something and you think it's, oh, that was really good, and then you put it down and you put it away and you forget all about it. Well, with one day every day, you're going to stay with this in a different way.
Yeah, I agree. And you really kind of establish a pattern or a ritual. I mean, you kind of train your brain into thinking more optimistically, even if it's only 5 minutes, you know, to start with, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, that helps. Now,
you know, one of the other thoughts behind it was just so many times my clients, when I've been working with them as coach, so many times people have said, oh my God, Tama, I heard your voice. You know, I was in this situation and then I heard what you would tell me, you know, which is so incredible to me and so endearing. And so I kind of wanted that, you know, I kind of wanted to give you my voice every single day, you know, to give you my voice and my encouragement and my being your advocate, because I know in my own life, you know, I took on, you know, this creative life and this scary life change, and I know that every single day, you know, I'd believe in 1 second and then I'd be really freaked out and scared and doubting myself the next day. And, you know, I wanted somebody to advocate me every single day or believe in me every single day. So that was the other thing that kind of inspired it.
Yeah. Well, I can see now whenever I'm confronted with a fearful situation, the acronym that's going to go through my head is WWTS. What would Tama say?
That's great. I love it.
Well, you know, it's, you know, quite honestly, you know, like I say, I have been using the book and reading it every day. And my ritual is I'm a walker. I love my morning walks in nature. To me, it's like my balancing moment. It's when things kind of, that's where my inspiration comes and all that kind of stuff. And I have gotten now to the point where I will read your daily 5 minute, you know, the words for the day, the message for the day before I start my walk. And it's fun. I mean, because, you know, it really does plant that seed for, you know, kind of opening, for me, opening myself up to possibilities or to focus on, you know, just something, you know, maybe that I maybe didn't consider, you know, but it's something. Anyway, so for me, it's really been wonderful.
I love that. What a great way to do that.
Yeah, well, it works for me. And the one thing I like about your book is you always tell people to do what works for them, you know, and, you know, so for some people it may be to read it at night just before going to sleep so that they can
seed
their dreams with possibilities. So,
oh, see, I wish I had talked to you before I wrote this. I would have put those things in there. That's great.
Well, feel free to talk about them anytime.
That's such a beautiful suggestion. And especially, I'm with you. I've read other books and, you know, they tell you, okay, here's what you have to do, you know, and you have to do. And like my little inner rebel starts kicking in, like, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do anything. So I'm very aware of that when I write. And plus, my biggest dream, my biggest focus is I'm really wanting someone to connect with their own strength and their own inner intelligence. And I believe everybody has this inner voice or its spirit or God or love or whatever you call it for you. So naturally I love the creative suggestions that people come up with, because it has to match for you. It has to be your own chemistry, you know, of just, I've done other programs where they say, no, you have to do it in the morning. And I'm not a morning person. I don't want to do anything in the morning.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly. Well, you know, the daily message, you have them, basically you have a message, and then at the bottom of it is kind of a thought or, you know, a seed of perspective. One of the things that I notice is that you indicate that the messages kind of are mindset shifts, focuses, or meditations. So are there, I mean, those are kind of three different types of messages, or is it pretty much all of those?
It incorporates all of those, and it's just, I just, you know, everybody terms it differently. So if I said that these were 365 meditations, some people would think, I don't meditate, never mind, you know. And I think ultimately they are what I call mindset shifts of basically, you know, so one of the things that I teach in the book and that one of the premises in the book, and it kind of applies to this, is that the best way to get out of fear is to get into love. You know, the best way to get out of fear is to think about something else, to think about something loving, to do something you love, or to express love to someone else, or, you know, to think of something you love. Anytime that the mind is thinking of love, it cannot be thinking of fear. And so sometimes that's hard to do on your own. Sometimes, especially if you're in fear, it's hard to think, you know, to change that. And so that's kind of what I wanted each one of these things to be, would be to be a shift or to give your mind something else to focus on or chew on or feed on, so that it's not, because I find with my mind, if I don't intentionally program it with something positive, left to its own devices, it's going to start turning on itself. You know, pretty soon I'm going to start thinking, oh, you ate that cookie, you're going to gain weight, blah, blah, blah. You know, you should have done this, you didn't do that, why didn't you do this? You know, you should have been further along by now, blah. And that's what it's going to naturally start thinking if I don't make it think of something else.
Mine follows the same path. You know, it's just interesting how we are biggest critic, you know, I mean, that self-judging that can really, can really be a challenge. And that was one of the areas, you know, when you talked about, in your book, about how does one get over fear, you know, you like you just mentioned, you know, focusing on love or shifting to love. One other aspect you talked about was staying in the present moment. That one way to, if someone finds themselves in a fearful, anxious, or some kind of negative moment, to try and to shift from that?
Absolutely. So, you know, I cover three major ways to get beyond fear or anxiety in the book, and, you know, one of them is like what I was saying about doing something you love, and so I focus a lot on helping you get in touch with what you love, or what might be speaking to you today, or what would be fun today, or to get your mind thinking about fun things instead of scary things. The other thing is what you just said about being in the present moment, of that if you're in fear, I guarantee you it's because you're thinking about something in the future or you're thinking about something in the past. So we're always in fear because we're thinking about what's going to happen with this, and what if that doesn't happen, and what if so-and-so, blah, 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 you know, or I'm thinking about the past. I should have done this, and why didn't I do that, and whatever. In the present moment, you know, if we're truly present, we're just truly present. We're present with whatever we're thinking or feeling, and there isn't fear. So sometimes some of my exercises is to help you get present, to start paying attention to, I do this with myself sometimes, like when I walk sometimes, I'll have like taken a walk around the park or whatever, and then I'll test myself sometimes later thinking, what did you notice, Tam? Because I can tell when I've been in my head and just having a conversation and just like freaked out about something versus when I've really been present. Because like later I'll ask myself, what did you actually see in the park when you were walking around there? And like, if I've been in my head or worried about something, I didn't see a thing. You know, I could have walked by a movie star and I wouldn't have noticed, you know, because I was in my head playing out some scenario, versus when I'm present, it's exquisite. You know, you start noticing, oh my God, look at that light on the water, that's really pretty, or, oh wow, the grass is turning green today, or, I mean, just when you're really present and you start focusing on sensations and the colors and the, you know, textures, it occupies your mind in a different way, and again, you can't feel anxiety in the same way.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and on my walks, I'm a photographer, so I, you know, on my walks, I always look for a picture to be taken. So that really helps me kind of stay in the present moment, even though, you know,
beautiful.
I do have all of the stuff, my to-do list going through my head at times. But you're right, when that does happen, it really does take away from that moment. And, you know, I might find myself, you know, a half mile down the road where it's like, whoa, where did that go? You know, where did
Isn't
I go?
Isn't that amazing?
Actually.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the same thing. I used to run years ago. I used to run, and I could always tell because same kind of thing. Like if I was not enjoying the run, my brain would be going, "How far do I have to go?" And my knee hurts, and you know, and I don't want to do this, and it's cold or it's hot, or just as my lovely companion that I had to travel with, you know, and when I would focus on, wow, look at that magpie, and look at the shade of the leaf right now, and notice how it feels to have the cement, you know, hit the bottom of your foot. When I would do that, that run would just disappear. It would be like I'd be literally 8 miles down, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's over. Oh my God, where did the time go? And it was because I was really present. You know, so I think I tell clients sometimes if you're like totally miserable in your office, sometimes be really present, like watch it like a movie. Don't judge it. Don't get hooked by it. Just start paying attention. You know, like I tell my clients sometimes, you know how like you'd go to the zoo and you wouldn't judge the animals. You'd be like, oh, look what the tiger does. Look what the baboon does. So it's like, go to your office. Oh, look. Look what my boss does.
Yeah. Yeah, look at the zoo. Look at the zoo.
Sure. That's fascinating,
right.
Huh?
Really? Oh, my goodness. Well, guys, we're about halfway through the show, Tama, already. So we're really kind of, I mean, I'm just enjoying it. So I want to take just a quick couple-minute break, and I do want to invite anyone listening, if you would like to call in and ask Tama any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you who are listening live in the chat room, if you have a question that you would like for me to pose to Tama, feel free to type it in, and after the break, we'll get to that. And then, Tama, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about I noticed in one of the things in your book, you indicated that you believe in the physics of synchronicity. And and I just absolutely love that because when I read the message for today, for January 9th, I thought it was very synchronistic. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Okay, we'll take it back. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, everyone. Stay tuned.
Lavender. Did you know that lavender comes from the same family as mint? And over 2,500 years ago, lavender was used in ancient Egypt during the mummification process? That back in Elizabethan times, when baths weren't common practice, lavender was used to perfume clothes and bed linen? In the language of flowers, lavender can mean devotion, luck, success, or happiness. Lavender essential oil and its ability to calm and soothe irritated skin is what sold me on essential oils and led me to explore its other uses, like applying to a pillow or the bottom of my feet prior to sleeping, and combining it with peppermint for an amazing scalp massage. This essential oil and many other wellness products are available at our wellness store. There you will find information about retail shopping, how to become a preferred member, saving 20% on purchases, and how to become a wellness advocate and shop at wholesale prices with the option of adding an income stream for yourself. Make your health and wellness a priority today by visiting www.biteradio.me and clicking on the wellness link.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Tama Keeves. She is author of A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence. She's also, her other works are This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work. All of those books and more information about Tama is available at her website, which is www.tamakieves.com. And that's TamaKieves.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And also, again, Tama is on Facebook and Twitter. So if you use those platforms, feel free to join her there. I know I have, and I have, again, thoroughly enjoyed reading her posts on Facebook every day. So with that, we're back, Tama.
Glad to be here. I enjoyed the lavender commercial. That was yummy. I want some.
I think,
physics of synchronicity. I'm drinking lavender tea, and then I just hear that thing that just says lavender. I'm like, oh my God.
I've got eyes on you. No.
It freaked me out a little bit.
That is funny. Yeah. It's one of my favorite oils, and I just, kind of the whole sleeping part of it, putting it on pillow and feet. I mean, those are things I hadn't known about.
I didn't know about the feet thing.
Yeah. It was, I'm a Pisces, so my feet are exceptionally sensitive types of things. But, you know, there's so many.
You have feet. You have, like, fins. Don't you Pisces have fins?
Really? Yeah.
Fishy people?
Yeah, they are. Exactly. So, well, okay. Well, the before break, I mentioned, you know, that synchronicity that you indicated,
mm-hmm.
that you believe
mm-hmm.
in the physics of synchronicity. And, of course, here we are talking about synchronicity, the lavender tea. Well,
mm-hmm.
when I opened up this morning before my walk to look at the message for today, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and read it for the listeners so that they get a good idea. Okay, for January 9th, this is the message. Inspiration is an invitation to new abundance. It's not just the invitation to create a song, a business, a souffle, or a screenplay. It's the invitation to create yourself. The creator is changed by the created. Yet if you refuse to listen to your own new ideas, you hold back the unlimited within you. You may think you're just being reasonable, but how could it ever be rational to deny your greatest gifts? And then the intention at the bottom was, today I pay attention to my new ideas. And as soon as I opened it up, I mean, the first word, inspiration, I thought, now how interesting is it that I have her on my show bringing inspiration to Earth today, and the first word in today's message is inspiration. So
that's great.
Yeah, I thought, you know, and then of course I had to kind of leaf ahead and see if there was any other that began with inspiration, and I did not see any others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the message of paying attention to my new ideas, mm-hmm. I mean, it was wonderful because I had today got a message on Facebook that someone. A therapist friend of mine in Phoenix has a new book out, and she's used my photos in her book. So, I mean, this was a whole new brand new idea. You know, this was something that started at the end of last year, but, here I am, I'm thinking, boy, you know, this is just perfect. And have you know, I mean, I've noticed that just in reading these little entries for the day that it seems to increase the experience of synchronicities. So I don't know. I mean, have you had that kind of feedback, that's the
Absolutely.
Kind of thing, or is that what your intention is?
That was totally my intention, and it's exactly the feedback I've been getting. I mean, people have been saying the same thing, which I love hearing, you know, of just different readers have been writing in or sharing that, like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe how perfect it was, or the second I started thinking about this, all of a sudden this thing happened or this thing showed up. And that was my intention, was that I felt like if I could plant these ideas in your mind. Again, I'm just trying to train your mind and your essence to start thinking more lovingly and more positively, and to start, you know, one of the things that I know in my own life is that I have a really, really powerful mind. You know, it's the kind of mind that can go to Harvard Law School and survive. I have a really powerful mind. Unfortunately, it's not always been used for the purposes of good. You know, like, so like if this powerful mind is going against me, you know, or operating in fear, it's not a good thing. And so I've just decided that, like, wow, what if I could use this machine of my mind, and we all have it, what if we could use it in a way that was positive? What if we could direct it in ways that enhanced our lives to start, you know, there's that saying, which of course is true, that what you focus on grows, and what you focus on grows. So I just wanted to give you every single day a focus that I would get your mind starting to pay attention to the things that are going right in your life, or to the ideas that you do have. Like, you know, you're obviously a creative person, you know, and so you do get ideas to, let's say, take this picture or take that picture. And it's like, and if we're in our fear, it'll be like, oh, where's this going to go? Or nobody cares. Or everybody takes pictures of trees, you know, I mean, just, or, you know, some junky thought. But if I could feed that thought of, pay attention, this is an invitation, you have no idea where this is going to go, you know, of that, again, it's just creating that other voice in your mind, and then what you focus on grows, and then what happens is you will start having the experience of it succeeding, and that's what's going to really convince you, just like you did already, like, oh my God, I took these pictures, and I had this idea, and now somebody's using it in one of their books.
Right. You know, and that's exactly it. It was funny because, you know, I have my radio Facebook page and then I have a personal page. And for a long time, I would just post the photos on my personal page because my thought was, you know, who would want, you know, in the professional side, who would want to see these pictures, that, you know, and is that really professional? Is that really what I want to put out there? And, you know, and I guess it's, you know, maybe there's that fear of, you know, what will people think, you know, kind of thing. And then what started, actually, I accidentally posted one on there one day, thinking that I was on one page, but I was on the other.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and it, you know, and it got, I mean, a lot of people responded, and I thought, wow, this is interesting, you know. And so that's,
I
and
love
again,
it.
You know, that's, yeah, right. I mean, one of those, you know, accidents.
The universe tricked you into...
I know. We're going to get you to overcome your fear, even if it looks like a mistake, you know.
Exactly. But, whoops, you're out there.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and you're correct, you know, and that is what led to it being seen by this individual and then her asking me to be a part of her book. And, you know, and that was all within a year, you know, that 365-day period that you talk about in your book, you know, those kind of things can happen.
That's incredible. That's a great example. And now you have that in your mind, and we all have that now listening to this story, of that, you know, if you put your work out there, if you put your art out there, you never know who's going to see it in a positive way. You know, because there's always the fear, right? Like, oh, what will people think? Is this professional? But we always forget to think the other side of it. Like, what if somebody liked this? You know, like, and wanted it.
What? Yeah.
Exactly. We always forget that part of it. I have the same thing I have the same thing of, you know, I get uncomfortable sometimes about, you know, putting videos out of me because it's like, oh, God, I have to put on makeup and look decent and whatever. And, you know, and just and I always forget that, you know, Tam, but you also have the ability to affect somebody. You know, you have the ability to speak to somebody and make them feel comforted today or excited or inspired. And I'm so thinking about what they're going to see that isn't good, you know, instead of what they could see that is good.
Yeah, and I think that was one of my big fears about even doing radio. I mean, when I started a little over 4 years ago, it was I hated the sound of my voice, and I understand a lot of people feel that way about their voice, and you know, it was when the opportunity came up for me to start, I was you know, that was my, you know, that mental back and forth. You know, who would want to listen to that? What, you know, what do you want to do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, until I finally got a voice that made sense. It said, get out of your own way. You know, get over yourself.
Oh, you have such a great voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have a great,
well,
relaxing
that
voice. You could just say anything, and I feel like, ah.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but you know, that is very true. You know, is if once we get out of our own way, you know, that we can really can really do quite a bit.
That and also it's just a great same thing again about that mindset shift, right? It's what you focus on, because we could be focused on all the things that couldn't go, you know, might not go right, like, well, what if I don't have anything to say, or what if my voice isn't that great, or what if, you know, all those things. Or we could start shifting our minds to, well, what if I could affect somebody? What if somebody, I could meet somebody, you know, that heard my message and it inspired them to do something? Or, you know, I know for myself with my work, the more that I've put my work into the world, it's been amazing, because I've now connected with thousands of people all over the world who feel likewise, and it's amazing.
Right.
So, you know, all of us who are artists and creatives and entrepreneurs who are thinking, well, where would this go, or who's going to want it? You don't know. There could be somebody.
Right.
And, you know, the first time I ever got, you know, years ago, the first time I ever got a response from someone I didn't know, and they weren't a friend and they weren't a family,
right.
You know, they didn't have to write to me, you know, and they lived in Iowa, you know, I've never been to Iowa, you know, it was just like, oh my God, a stranger in Iowa is reading my book and loving it. And I get emails now from all over the world of people who've read my books or who listened to something or took an audio program with me or something, and it's amazing. So I'm always encouraging people, when you're afraid to put your work out there, there's so many people who want what you have, and you don't know that. You have to try.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the best thing is to just express yourself, you know, the unique person that you are. And, you know, and also one of the things that was another example under your how does one get over fear, you know, in addition to focusing on love and being in the present moment, was that there is another way to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and that's, you know, that's the, you know, the example of, you know, we sometimes look to what's the negative potential of an action versus looking at what the positive potential is.
Exactly. I mean, that is the other focus that I use, is that if you are in fear, I guarantee you there is another way to see what you're experiencing, because so much of what the fear is the interpretation that you're giving the experience, what you're making it mean, you know. And so I've taught A Course in Miracles, which is a spiritual psychotherapy program of living in love instead of fear. I've taught it for now 25 years. And so much of what its focus is about is exactly that. It's that shift in perception that you're seeing it one way, which is causing fear or pain. But if you listen to your guidance or you listen to something deeper, there's another way to see the same exact thing that would bring you comfort or ease, or you'd get the miracle of it. You'd get the, oh, that's what that's for. Oh, my God, you know, or just, you know, a client drops out of your practice and you think, oh, my God, you know, how am I going to support myself? But then later on it makes you think of a creative program you wouldn't have thought of, and ends up making more money or more joy than you expected. And so there's always another way to see something. There's always, and it's not fake. It's not like making yourself believe in something that you don't believe in. It's just being open to saying, if I don't like how I'm feeling right now, there's probably some meaning I'm giving this, or I'm telling myself some story about this, and maybe there's another way to look at this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, in your book also, too, you give people ideas of what they can do to, like, implement or utilize the messages, focuses, meditations, whatever, the mindset shifts. And one of I'm going to kind of go through a few of them, because I think they're,
sure, please.
You know, it would give people ideas. The first one is to have a heartfelt conversation. And you mentioned with a loved one, a breakfast ritual, partner, work support team. I mean, So the in that particular one, it's, I think the idea there is to share that particular message with someone, even if it's
mm-hmm.
with spirit or yourself, that
mm-hmm.
that kind of reinforces the message?
Absolutely. You know, it's just like, you know, so you might have, you know, gotten some revelations and, you know, when you thought about it, and maybe it's going to expand it by sharing it with somebody, you know, or explaining it. Or sometimes people like to do it together, you know, like a husband and wife might want to read these together and talk about what it means to them. You know, I had a, in my my second book, Inspired and Unstoppable, I had a reader write in that was her husband and hers ritual. Every single day they read, you know, a piece of that book, and they read it together and talked about it and did the exercises. And I just thought that was so cool. So that's kind of what why I put that in there.
Yeah.
Of, okay. You know, or sometimes it might inspire you and you want to bring it to your workplace, you know, of just, and again, you don't have to. These are just all kinds of different ways.
Right, yeah, ideas. You know, and that's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, you have like a whole garden, a huge garden of seeds
mm-hmm.
in the book, you know, that can kind of create all kinds of wonderful fruits, vegetables, flowers. I mean, it's just a plethora of goodness. Another one of the ideas that you kind of threw out there is for people to journal
mm-hmm.
while doing that. So what you know, any particular experience with journaling and how that might supplement the message?
Absolutely. You know, because what my dream was when I was writing this is that just like you and I are having this great conversation where I'll say something and then it makes you think of something and then you say something and it makes me think of something, you know, and so that's kind of what I was dreaming this book would be, you know, is that I'm
mm-hmm.
planting the seed for a great conversation. I'm saying, here's something to think about, la, 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 la. But then you might have thoughts about that. And what happens is because I believe each one of these things is inspired, I believe that you're in a different state of mind and you think you'll remember everything, but you won't. You know, it's just like when you have a dream and you think, well, of course I'm going to remember the yellow billboard talking to me, and you don't, you know, like of, so it's the same thing where what I wanted or what I dreamed it would be that I would start this conversation where I would write something, you know, I would say, think about the, you know, so I'd give you specifics, like suggestions of how to do this. Like, you know, today, think about a time when you were so successful in your life or you felt so alive. Remember that time and what was going on for you and hold the energy of that today. So I might suggest something like that. Well, you might want to journal about that. You might want to go deeper about that. You might want to journal about several times. Or you might want to tap your fears or your concerns about why you don't feel successful so that you start becoming aware of them. But it's like having a good conversation. Like I'm starting the conversation with your soul and your spirit, and I want you to complete it.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's great. Now, another one, I have to laugh at this one. Again, this was another synchronistic aspect. One of the suggestions you indicate is to create an art journal.
Mm-hmm.
Doodle, draw, paint, collage. For those people out there who feel that they are more autistic than artistic, what would you
mm-hmm.
tell them to do? I mean, is this do art without judgment? Self-judgment?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, I put that in there because, you know, like, so I tend to be a journaler. I tend to think in words because I'm a writer, and so, like, I like to
mm-hmm.
journal and write. But I've had a lot of different people in my workshops that's not how they think. You know, they think in images, you know, and they like to doodle or whatever. And so, again, I just wanted another way, any way to help you tap something. Like maybe you were feeling something or thinking something and an image came to mind and you're going to want to capture that or you're going to want to scrapbook it or you're going to want to take a photograph of it or whatever, you know, of just, again, everybody processes in completely different ways, you know, like even like in the exercise of sharing it with someone. Maybe that's an extrovert, loves to talk and share it, and that's how they learn and integrate it. An introvert looks at that and thinks, ugh, I don't want to do that, yuck, yuck. Well, then that's not going to be their way, right? So everybody
right.
has, you know, so I just wanted to throw out, like you said, a smattering of suggestions that, you know, everybody would find a way for them.
Yeah. Well, I have a very good friend who yesterday posted on Facebook her art journal. I mean, she had created just drew some picture. I mean, it was one. I mean, she's really kind of discovered the artist inside, and then took a picture of finger paints. She was doing some finger painting, pictures of her fingers with paint on them, you know. And I just, and it was funny because the reaction from people was, oh, how fun, you know. I mean, it was just, it, you know. And as I was reading the responses, to me, it was like what you say in, you know, and this suggestion that you made is for people to see something, or, you know, to get the suggestion and then go ahead and do it for themselves, you know?
Exactly.
This sounds like fun, so let me go ahead and do that.
Exactly. And it's just that, again, what I'm trying to tap in you more than anything else is the creative energy and the inspired energy, because I'm coming from the framework, again, of that everyone has a dream, everyone has a gift, everyone has a calling, everyone has this inner wisdom, and I'm just trying to help you tap that every single day. And I don't care how you do it, you know. I don't care, you know, some people are going to do it through deeply meditating, you know. Some people are going to do it, they have a religious practice, so maybe they're going to talk to the God that they believe in, or, you know, somebody else is going to do it through finger paints, somebody else, you're going to walk in nature, you know, just everybody's
right.
going to do it their way. But the thing that's really important to me is I want to shift your mind. I want you to have a year without fear. I want you to know what your mind would be like if you weren't scared, what you would do if you weren't scared, the actions you would take. You know, there's been so many points in my life or career where I had these choice points about, you know, I mean, when I wrote my first book, it took me 12 years to write it, you know, and,
wow.
And I remember, yeah, you know, you thought 365 was a lot. Like, yeah, try 12 years, baby. You know, and I'm writing it, and I don't have an agent or a contract or a publisher or anything, and then one day I walk into a bookstore, and there's a brand new book on exactly the topic I'm writing about. And so it was devastating, and it's like what I call a choice point, because at that moment, I just wanted to give up. I just felt like, oh, this is too hard, and I'm kidding myself, and who am I? And then, thank God, the inner voice, the loving voice, was saying, but there's a reason you're called. But there's a reason you want to do this. And what's it going to feel like at the end of your own life to know you had this dream, you had this desire, but you didn't go all the way? You know, that you didn't even give yourself the chance, that maybe the world would have rejected you, but you don't even know because you never even tried it. And so for me, that was one of those choice points of, do I listen to the fear inside or do I listen to the love? And thank God I listened to the love and finished that book and ended up getting it published by a major publisher and ended up being a bestseller and ended up, you know, walking into the life of my dreams. But at every moment, there's those choice points where you could give up or turn back or think you're not enough. And I just wanted to train people every single day to choose with love instead of fear, and to choose with advocating yourself and giving yourself another chance and another chance and another chance.
Yeah. Well, you know, and those choice points, I mean, those are, I've talked to so many people who, when they are at those points, would choose, like if they saw a book similar, you know, or they would say the exact same thing, you know, to what they're doing, would say, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Somebody's already done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and to me, it's just, it's like, well, no one has done it like you have done it, you know.
Yes.
And so obviously your story and the way that you told it resonated, and I would venture to say probably far greater success than, you know, the one that was out there. You know, but you know, that's
but you don't know, you know,
right,
unless you give yourself that chance, right? Because we all talk ourselves out of something. Like, maybe you meet somebody you're attracted to and you think, oh, well, that person would never go out with me, so I'm not even going to say anything. Well, that person's secretly hoping, oh my God, I hope that person says something, you know. I mean, just, yeah, I did that years ago. There was some guy in high school I'd had a crush on or whatever, and I find, you know, like years later, when I certainly didn't have a crush on him then, but I met him and I said, you had a crush on you in high school, and he was like, I had a crush on you, and it's like, damn, I wish I'd known.
I know.
You know, so like, we're all operating out of fear.
Yeah, very much so. One other, you know, knowing that, again, this book is structured for a message per day, you also indicated as one possibility is to play guidance roulette. And I like that phrase, of just opening it up and kind of taking whatever message comes.
Yes. And people do that all the time. Because
to do that.
Exactly, because it's like what you said before, but, you know, that synchronicity kind of thing, like you just open up where you need to open up, you know, it's just 365 different messages, and so you just kind of open up and see what lands. Or it's funny because when I've been out there, you know, speaking and selling the books, and it's funny because I watch, you know, people looking at the book, and they always open to their birthday. They go, oh, let me see what my birthday one says, you know? So it's just always fascinating to see. And I'm always like, please, God, I hope it's a good message. I hope it's a good one for them, you know? But absolutely, and the beautiful thing, like you said earlier about a year without fear, you don't have to start it in January. I mean, of course, it's great to start it, you know, whatever, but you could do it any time because you can start your year wherever you start it. You just have the dates.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have to say, first of all, I didn't even think about checking my birth date. but I did, as you were talking, I did. And the message for that particular one, or the intention at the bottom, is today I keep my fun ideas fun. So I thought,
ooh,
there we go. That'll be a good message for my birthday in a couple months. But what I did do is I thought, okay, let me go ahead and focus on a message for the listeners, for what would the message that I would want to give the listeners for today. Because I did want to read a couple different passages for, again, to give the people an idea,
a good idea of
the book. So anyway, what I did is I focused and opened it up, and I opened it up to July 12th. And let me go ahead and read that message.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I am privileged to be a conscious human being with a mind of her own. I will not blindly adhere to the rules I didn't write. I pay attention to my energy. A medicine or program may work for some people, but it's not for everyone. My energy doesn't lie. I'm lifted up. I am drained or unmoved. My responses are my truth. These are my rules. And today I pay attention to my energy instead of to the rules. So that was the message I had for our listeners. So forget the rules. Pay attention to your energy, folks. So.
And it's a great way. It's just another way to listen to your guidance. You know, when people say, I don't know how to listen to an inner voice. I don't know how to do that. So that's another way. Like, pay attention. Did that experience lift you up, or did it drain you? You know, did it feel empowering, or did it make you feel not good? That's how you know what's right or wrong for you.
Absolutely. Well, Tama, we're down to the last couple of minutes. We have just kind of flown right through the hour. And this has truly been a lot of fun, and I knew that it would be. Now, if for those listening, you also just want to let them know, too, you do have an audio version available for people of the book, correct?
There will be an audio version. It's not out yet, but what I do have, I have a program that goes along with the book that's audio. You know, so like, meaning you can order it from my website now, where it's 5 minutes of a guided meditation that goes along with this reading. So you'll hear me read this to you in audio, but then I go into a deeper meditation with it. So if people want to do like a guided meditation with me, that's what it is. So it's been really popular.
Well, great. Yes. Okay. Well, again, everyone can find out all about that. They can find out about your other books, and you have a whole Tama's shop on your website.
And if you just go on my website, you can sign up for my free Inspired Toolkit. You know, that's a good place to start. You know, if you don't know that of course, I'd love you to buy things that are right for you. But if you're not sure, then just sign up for the Inspired Toolkit. It's free. You immediately get some tools. And also, it signs you up to my newsletter. So that way, if I'm ever in your state or country or wherever, I do a lot of different events and workshops and retreats, then you would know what's going on. Or I do a free article that comes out every month to keep you inspired, to keep you focused. So it's a we have a global community of people who are living in inspiration instead of fear. And we have a global community of people who really want to live their calling. So if you want to be part of that support and love, then certainly join me at tamakeats.com and download the Inspire Toolkit or check out the different events that are going on or any of the retreats, all kinds of good stuff.
That's great. Well, Tama, thank you again for your time. And I really enjoyed it, and I'm going to continue to follow you on Facebook and be inspired every day and continue to read each daily inspiration. And I'm going to make it a point to have a year without fear.
I love it. Makes me happy to know, you know, like I said, my dream is to inspire people who inspire other people. So thank you for doing the work you're doing and putting these positive messages out for people to hear. And I want all of us to have a year without fear. I want all of us listening to our gifts and our talents and our dreams because it's what we're here for. And it's like somebody I know says, it's bringing inspiration to earth.
There you go. I love it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tama.
Good night.
Good night. Everyone, today my very special guest again has been Tama Keeves, author of A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is tamakeeves.com. And again, there is a direct link in the show page description to her website. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again...
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.